Why are chronic caloric restriction and intermittent fasting not considered the same thing? This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. Corrine from Instagram asks, why are chronic caloric restriction and intermittent fasting not considered the same thing? Hey, it's JJ, and today I have my buddy Dr. Will Cole with me to answer this question. He was named one of the top 50 functional medicine and integrative medicine docs in the nation, and he sees patients globally through his virtual clinic. He's also the co-host of Goop Fellas podcast and the author of best-selling books Ketotearing, The Inflammation Spectrum, and the new one, Intuitive Fasting. He's also a big Peloton enthusiast, and I got to tell you, Will, once I get my output up a little bit, I'm coming for you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with the answer.
Well, if you look at the scientific literature, they're two very different things. The studies were shown, the studies were done to show the difference between the two, that if you keep calories the same, but if you put fasting, if you give people a time-restricted feeding window, let's just say an 18-hour fast, so they're eating between noon and 6 p.m. or any six-hour window, or if it's a 12-hour fast or a 16-hour fast or an 18-hour fast, all these different studies in the scientific literature looking at time-restricted feeding, which is a type of intermittent fasting, many studies have been shown that you saw better improvements in metabolic markers, lower inflammation. Basically, all health markers across the board have been improved depending on the study that you looked at and what it was looking for. You saw an improvement of one's health with the specific eating windows versus someone chronically lowering their calories. There are other types of fasts that are obviously longer fasts that or deeper fasts where people ended up decreasing slightly the amount of calories they were eating. But that is not the same as chronic calorie restriction because people aren't fasting like that every day. So these vacillating, ebbing and flowing fasting windows, specifically time-restricted feeding, are really what I'm exploring in intuitive fasting in my book, because the studies show that actually chronic caloric restriction over time will lower your metabolic rate, make it more difficult to lose weight, and you'll still be craving and hangry and have these insatiable cravings towards foods that oftentimes that dieting mentality, that chronic caloric restriction will fail most people most of the time. So it creates short-term benefits for many people, obviously, but how long can you, what's the sustainability of it? There is a sustainability to flexible intermittent fasting, and you can leverage that with the amazing science around it and how to become metabolically flexible. Because metabolic flexibility is a key thing that's missing with chronic caloric restriction. You're going to be deprived of foods. You're going to temporarily lose weight, or maybe you will lose weight, but it won't be sustainable over time, and it'll be miserable as you do it. You will hate your life restricting your calories chronically ad infinitum. I mean, the reality is eating, satiating nutrient-dense, delicious foods in specific windows, eating until you're satiated within that window. There's a grace and a lightness to that where it's not so arduous and punitive and dogmatic and obsessive that many diets can come along with it that involve chronic caloric restriction. So that's why I'm very excited about the science around intermittent fasting.
This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.